more morning, anytime. This is the Kissin' Country Chris, Jack, and Matt podcast.
All right, Jack, West Edmonton Mall. I said on a tweet yesterday, I think that we take its awesomeness for granted because it's in our backyard. Like, you know, again, it's one of those things where if we lived in Regina, we'd be like, oh my gosh, we're going to Edmonton to see West Edmonton Mall. But you
It'd
know,
be
you,
huge.
You drive by it every day and you don't.
It's just the mall.
You don't enjoy it. Exactly. So you've got some deep, dark secrets as they celebrate their 40th anniversary this week.
Yes, there are some urban legends that have circled West Edmonton Mall for the last 40 years, and we're getting to the bottom of most of them.
All right.
Okay, first and foremost, the submarines. Did you guys know that they were actually deep sea tested off the coast of Vancouver? They were the first real, honest to goodness submarines and the first recreational submarines put into operation just for fun.
Really?
Yeah. And you spawned that joke that was on every late night talk show.
Yeah, yeah.
Guess who? West Edmonton Mall has more subs than the Canadian Navy.
Yeah.
Also, don't fart. No more supposed to fart.
Now, they did retire them in the mid-2000s. They said people kind of just got sick of them. It was the same ride over and over.
Right.
Fair.
Okay.
The Edmonton Oilers, in their dynasty years, you know that they used to use the Ice Palace rink for practice. And it was a huge draw. People would be like, oh my gosh, I can see Mark Messier. I can see Wayne Gretzky. Just like a touch away.
The only thing is the boards are short. Just clapper off the crossbar into like the upper deck. Oh, puck in the ear. You're shopping at Macy's.
No, they have nets, right?
Yeah, I think that, I'm sure they did.
They have nets. They probably didn't back then. Yes.
Yeah, you're right. Uh-huh. Rumor has it there's a bomb shelter and giant tunnels underneath the mall. And apparently West Edmonton Mall for years has been ready for the LRT. There's a WEM station ready and waiting to go. Now, they say the tunnels are so big, they're like roadways for delivery trucks, and they go up to four levels underground.
Wow.
I want to see those.
Yeah.
Okay, there also used to be a school in the basement. Back in 1993, the Jewish Orthodox Menorah Academy was all set to go to their new location, and it fell through, so the mall offered their basement. They used to have swim practice at the water park, and the students said, like, actually, it was pretty quiet. It was a good place to learn.
Okay.
And last but not least, there is one room only in the Fantasyland Hotel where there is a window out to the water park. You can see it. So if you're looking, like, at the water park, you're at the wave pool, and you're looking at the bungee jump, just, like, look to your right, and there you will see the tiny Fantasyland Hotel window of the one hotel room. Used to be an office. They've now converted it.
Really?
Yeah.
Neat.
So deep, dark secrets of West Edmonton Mall.
Thank you, Jack. Those are awesome.
Yeah.
This is the Kissin' Country Chris, Jack, and Matt podcast.
It's quick draw time. We say good morning to Elaine and Kirsten. How are you ladies doing today?
Wonderful. Thank you.
Good.
All right. Awesome. Okay, here's the deal. We're going to play the game. It's a best of five, first one to three. Again, qualifies for the $250. We make that draw tomorrow, so you don't have to wait very long. And just to blurt out your answers as soon as you think you got them, okay? And Kirsten, you do high voice, a little bit high voice, so we can recognize the difference, okay?
Okay.
I know you can do it. All right. Are you ready to go?
Sure am.
Okay. Name something at a beach that starts with a C.
Clams.
Apple.
Clams.
Elaine, she's got it.
Yeah. Okay. clam bake.
All right. It's almost like she was in the huddle there, so to speak. She got that one so quick. Okay. A type of seafood that starts with an L.
Lobster.
Wow. Girls, one with a C.
What's with the C theme here, Ariel?
Okay. Kirsten.
Yeah.
I'm just double checking you're still there. I don't know. This Elaine is quick today.
Sorry, Kirsten.
Here we go. A category in the library that starts with an F.
Fiction.
That was a dead high. That was a tie.
Dead tie. Dead tie. We got to move on. Okay. That one's a dead tie. Something round that starts with an M.
Marble.
Atta girl.
Kirsten's on the board. She did it.
Okay, here we go.
Don't get Chris talking about his cat's eye.
I love playing marbles when I was in school. All right.
You know.
A game that starts with a Q.
Quick draw.
Oh, wow.
Quick draw.
Oh, good one.
Elaine. That was Elaine, right?
That was Elaine. Yes. Well, that was probably the best way to end it, with quick draw as the answer. Elaine, you've qualified. Kirsten, you were awesome as well. Thank you, ladies.
Thank you. Sorry, Kirsten.
No, you're good.
This is the Kissin' Country Chris, Jack, and Matt podcast.
Kissin' Love Court time, Jack.
Yeah, and we did get a text from Wyatt. He says, hey guys, I now can say I have made it to my first election cycle with my girlfriend. And with that, we went to the advance polls on Monday and voted together. Right after is when we had our fight. We never talk about politics, but at dinner last night, I asked her who she voted for, and she refused to tell me. We live together, share bills, but she didn't feel comfortable saying. I was a little taken aback. I get that when you vote, you don't have to tell anyone, but we're partners. I don't think I would care either way if it wasn't the same party that I picked, but I feel like she's keeping a secret from me now and it is eating away at my insides. Should I feel weird or is this normal? Thanks.
Jack, where do you stand?
Ah, this is tough. I would say let her keep the secret. Yeah, that doesn't bother me.
No, it's super weird.
Why?
Could you, like, you want it? It's just like, as a partner, you share a lot of things, right? You know your deepest, darkest secrets, but you don't know how you voted?
I tell you, my wife never tells me how she votes.
And my mom and dad were like this, and I was like, what is going on?
She never tells me how she votes, and she likes it. She likes having that on me, right? And I'm like, and I'm pretty sure we don't always vote the same way. And which is fine, but she never, ever tells me. I always tell her who I voted for.
So you tell everybody.
I think, like, just how they go about their lives and their where they kind of stand on certain issues, you can pretty much tell what they're going to, especially if they're your partner, you can probably guess.
Not my wife. No, I can't read it. I can't read it, but
I mean.
Chris, this could be a problem.
Yeah. Karen has a serious poker face, and I get that.
Like, She's just like, I'm not telling you who I voted for. And
you got to tell your partner, man. That's part of being a partner. You know, maybe you can find some common ground there. Drive each other apart.
It bothers me for about a minute, and then I totally get over it.
And then you're like, hey, look, a butterfly.
Yeah, there's way more important things to worry about.
Yeah. I think, like, as there's a generational gap here.
Yeah.
100%, like, Jack and I's generation, we're more vocal with that.
Yeah.
Like, I still think my parents, much like you, Chris, not that you're young, way younger than them.
Yeah.
But still, they never said anything.
Okay, what do you think? My grandparents have been married for almost 6 years, and I know they never tell each other who they vote for either, so there is a grandparent one.
I do like that text on the top. Oh, my husband doesn't vote unless I tell him who to vote for. You get two votes.
I feel like that's really how it goes.
Can you tell us all who to vote for? We might need your help.
No, text us, all right?
All right, text us at 103939 or 780-421-1039. It's Kiss and Love Court this morning.
This is the Kissin' Country Chris, Jack, and Matt podcast.
Kissin' Love Court this morning. Wyatt says that is it his wife or girlfriend?
He said girlfriend.
Girlfriend. She won't tell him who she votes for. You know, we got a couple of elections coming up very soon, and he says, is that weird or what's going on?
This text says, we have been together for over a year and a half, and we've never fought, but we also never discuss our politics. We know we're not on the same side, so we actually avoid it.
Okay.
That's good. That's the best policy right there. If you know you're going to disagree, just keep her quiet.
Yeah.
This person says, she obviously voted the opposite of you. She knows what she did.
Okay.
And this text says, it's not weird, and it could cause another fight.
All right.
Yeah. So
just leave it alone.
I think it's the majority.
No, just ask. Let's get that fight out of the way.
If your wife didn't want to tell you who she voted for, Matt, you'd never get it out of her.
Yes, dear.
This is the Kissin' Country Chris, Jack, and Matt podcast.
Yeah, Wyatt says his girlfriend in the advance polls, the election, I guess, not advance polls, but the advanced election, she won't tell him who she voted for. Should he be worried?
Lots of people saying, no, you don't talk about it. But this person says maybe you should. My partner told me after who he voted for. However, my guidance was needed beforehand. When he told me what he was voting for, I asked if he knew their platform, and he said no. Turns out he didn't agree with any of their platform. So my response, ask your political science major girlfriend next time.
That's a real crisis of faith when you just realize that you don't agree with anything and you're just kind of doing it.
I just thought that person was nice.
I like the color of their sign.
Yeah.
All right. What about you, Art?
My mom and dad were polar opposites when it came to who to vote for.
Yeah.
So in the olden days, everybody used to get dressed up to go to vote. And my dad would go out first thing in the morning and he'd come back all smiles and giggles. And my mom would say about 15 minutes later, well, Gord, I'm going down to cancel your vote.
A true good wife.
Wear that one.
Kissing, good morning.
Good morning.
Hi.
So just because you're in a relationship doesn't mean you don't get to be just a person also.
Right.
I mean, the person in your relationship doesn't need to know everything. And maybe it has more to do with his need to know everything than it is for hers to keep some of her things personal.
Interesting.
I mean, I'm a wife and a grandma and a mom, and I'm still me, though.
And you're a voter.
Exactly.
Who would you vote for?
I need to know.
You're funny, Matt. You're hilarious.
This is the Kissin' Country Chris, Jack, and Matt podcast.
West Edmonton Mall celebrating 40 years.
Mm-hmm.
40 years.
40 years since they opened up this week.
Okay, awesome. So we're looking for your favorite West Edmonton Mall memories. And joining us right now on the show is Kyle Armitage, also known as Honda Lyle. And I'm just going to say that the Honda Lyle I know now would not do any of this stuff. He's very, very happily married and settled right down. But there was a time. There was a time.
I think 2014 was probably the kind of the wild year.
Oh, there was a whole year of this.
2014. Yeah.
Sowing your wild oats, as they say.
Uh-huh. What'd you do?
Well, we were out bowling, and
which is where every crazy story starts.
It was always at a bowling alley.
Uh-huh, sneaky. Yeah.
We were out bowling, and the loser had to buy a room at Fantasyland Hotel. They had to get a theme room.
Yes.
And so we went bowling. And then we decided we'd go to Denny's till about 2 in the morning.
Yeah.
And then we decided we would go get our theme room. But then we got there and they were all sold out.
Yeah.
So then me and Rube were walking through the mall and we saw the Africa exhibit.
Yeah.
So we thought we would check that out. Yeah. While we were there.
Well, make hay, right? It's right there.
Yeah.
Quite literally.
It was just wide open. We walked right in and we saw this room there and it was like probably 4 feet wide. So we decided we would just sleep there for the night.
Yes.
So we woke up about 7 in the morning in this little hut and we decided we better get out of there.
What was it like being in the Sahara in the middle of West End?
It was probably, I don't know, it's a once-in-a-lifetime experience, anyway.
Wake up, hi, Zawenya!
I mean, this exhibit was at the mall for people to discover what living there would be like in a little village, and you really experienced it.
Yeah, we spent the whole night there, so.
You got the best theme room ever.
Okay, but did anyone find you guys?
No, we just woke up and got a ride home.
This is the Kissin' Country Chris, Jack, and Matt podcast.
West Edmonton Mall and its 40th anniversary this week, and memories of the mall. Matt, you got a memory?
Oh, so many memories. I grew up in Sherwood Park, so it was a bit of a trek to get to West End.
Sure.
And when we went, we made the most of it.
Yeah. What was your favorite?
Probably the time I sold enough wrapping paper in junior high that they sent like the top 50 kids, including the top class.
Yeah.
To Galaxyland for the day. And we rode those rides all day. All day. I met a girl there.
Wow.
What?
And she was real. And then you go home and you lay down and you're still riding the rides, baby.
Yeah.
Oh, and then, you go to the water park once a year. Yeah. The best.
Yeah. What about you, Jack?
It was a big deal going to the mall. Even though we went to the mall almost weekly, we lived in Aldergrove in the West End. So we were 2 minutes away from it.
Right.
But I'll always remember in grade 7, my parents won at a silent auction a family Super Summer Attractions pass. Do you guys remember those?
Yeah.
And so all summer long, you could go to any attraction you wanted, whether it's Galaxyland, the World Water Park, mini golf. But my mom, she's going to hate that I'm telling this story. Yeah. I think pretty much used the mall as a babysitter. So like when she had to go to work, my brother and I, she would just drop us off at the mall at like 9 o'clock. And we had to stay with our friend Siobhan. It was the three of us.
Yeah.
And she had one too. And she said, "Okay, guys, go play and I'll be here at 4 to pick you up." Monday to Friday, every single week in the summer.
Incredible.
I know.
Oh, you remember Rockin' Rides?
Yes. Such a big deal. Oh. That's where you met girls.
No, I didn't. Oh. That's where I won a laser tag.
Oh.
Well, as crazy as it is for me to say, because, Disneyland and my, I love rides, right? Like, I just love rides. I'm trying to remember, but I don't think I've ever been on a ride at West Edmonton Mall. Like, that's the crazy thing. You talk about
you for real?
You talk about taking it for granted, right? Never, ever, ever, ever going. Never taking our kids, never going. No.
We got to change that.
Our kids went. I know our kids went in their own, for their own reasons, but I never, ever, ever, ever. Stupid. My worst memory, best memory was we were doing a fundraiser probably 25 years ago. And it involved, I can't remember, we were raising money for some good cause. I can't remember what it was, the Variety Club of Edmonton or something. And I had to bungee jump. And the only time that was just the worst experience of my life. I've never been like, you know how you're supposed to, Jack, you've done this. You're supposed to just jump out, right? And I just kind of just fell off.
Did you topple? Please tell me you just toppled.
I fell off like just a ball. Like
a fellow toppler.
Oh my God. I could not jump out. My brain would not allow me to jump.
And then the snap at the end of that rope.
Yeah. Ugh.
I loved when people hit the water sometimes, if the waves were going enough.
You want
nothing beats that wave bell.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We all can hear it in our head right now.
The same thing at Galaxyland. You spend all day at the water park, you're sloshing when you go to bed.
Yeah.
I just want to talk about my emotions. Oh, Rum Jungle? That's still around?
No, that's definitely not. Oh, it was huge, though.
I hate the malls as a texter. I always get lost and can't find my car. Oh, yes. Trying to find your car.
It's like in The Simpsons. Another Simpsons reference. Uh-huh. Where there's two lots, there's the itchy and scratchy lot. Kids.
We're talking West Edmonton Mall memories. We'd love to hear from you this morning. 780-421-1039.
This is the Kissin' Country Chris, Jack, and Matt podcast.
West Edmonton Mall celebrating its 40th anniversary this week, and we got lots of memories for you.
Yes, we sure do. This text says, the first time we took our kids to spend the night at Fantasyland Hotel will always make me laugh. We spent the day at the water park, and the next morning, we were going to take them to Galaxyland. When we got to the hotel, the kids, who were 3 and 5 at the time, were amazed by the phone. They had never seen a corded phone before and wanted to call everyone they knew to talk on it and tell them how cool the phone was.
Can we go back to the cord room?
Come full circle, ladies and gentlemen.
That's so funny.
My friends and I would go to see a movie, and when we would get out, the mall would be closed because it would be about 11 o'clock at night. We would split into groups of 2 and play hide and seek in the empty mall.
The problem is you could get lost there forever.
That's true.
Speaking of movies, I don't know if anybody mentioned it. What about the dragon blowing fire?
Oh, yeah. That was quite the attraction.
Just start to gong up.
Like the things you could do at West Ed, you could go shoot a gun, watch a movie, swim, ride a roller coaster, get Chinese food.
Take a submarine.
Yes. You go to Playdium? Remember Playdium? Oh, I miss Playdium.
Yeah. People are talking about HMV too. Remember HMV?
Oh, yes. The new CDs that came out. You could listen to them at the stations. They would open the CDs for you. Remember?
CDs.
Oh, yeah. That too.
This is the Kissin' Country Chris, Jack, and Matt podcast.
We're talking about West Edmonton Mall memories, celebrating their 40th anniversary this week. I think this is before your time, guys, but do you remember Studio 86?
No.
No, Chris, and I think it has to do with the 86.
No. Yeah. Studio 86 probably was around in 1986, I'm assuming, but in that time period, and it was by the I guess that's phase 3, and it was just right kind of along the food court there just as you came out of it, and it was like a studio where you could go in and sing karaoke, and they'd record you, and they'd put it on, I don't think it was CD at the time, it must have been tape. And you could get like your version of a song recorded in the studio. And
really?
It was a huge deal. Like if you got
a chance that would
to
be
do
a big
it,
deal.
It was a big deal.
You're a recording artist. Boom, just like that.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. That's the way it works.
What song did you put on tape?
Probably Randy Travis, I'm guessing.
Three Wooden Crosses.
No,
that'll get him eaten. This text said, "I love Studio 86." Sorry,
yeah, and you could. Yeah, go ahead. Go ahead.
I was there all the time. I still have my cassettes of me singing Madonna.
Yeah. Yeah, like
could you do an original if you wanted to?
No.
That sucks.
Do an original? No, they didn't have a band there, Matt.
What if I brought my guitar?
It was just a small little area. And they just plugged in the karaoke. It was brilliant. But anyway.
I remember singing Daddy's Hands.
Great.
Eternal Flame, Wild Thing. Whoa. They had a whole
all
CD.
The hits.
All right, what else we got?
This person says, I remember waking up for 6 a.m. to go to figure skating because everyone would need tickets.
You always see the figure skaters out there, right?
Yeah.
The brick tournaments, watching all the NHLers.
The brick tournament. I went, watched my nephews both play there. And what is the name of the superstar model? Like she's like one of
Cindy Crawford.
She was there. And she was like right beside us. And that's all I did was stare at her the whole time. I didn't watch my nephew play hockey.
Super hockeys.
Well, Cindy Crawford. It was
understandable.
Cindy Crawford.
You got to play it cool. Maybe like I just give her a glance. She falls in love with me. Bing, bang, boom.
That wasn't happening.
Just like that. You know she was married to Richard Gere, right?
But who else was she was married to, like, the owner of this one team or something? Because that's why she came. And her son was playing.
Randy Gerber? That's who she's married to now. Why do I know all
what
of this?
How do you know Cindy?
Wasn't Cindy Crawford, though? don't know.
Well, she was with the Brick because she did the furniture line with them, right?
It must have been. Well,
no, I don't think it was Cindy Crawford. It was another supermodel.
The other one that was married to Seal.
Heidi Klum?
Nope. Just
keep rattling them off.
Great radio.
All right, Kevin.
Big feather in your hat for doing the bungee jump.
Yeah.
First of all, okay, because they used to have it at West Hampton Mall.
Yep.
And my buddy dared me to go up on do it. So I'm like a 6'3" guy, 300 pounds.
Right.
Very big guy. So I crawl up to the stand where they said.
Yes.
They looked at me, said, one's not enough. So already starting to get a little bit worried, so I hooked up another one.
They put two ropes on you?
Yes.
Oh, no.
And right safety there, first.
I started to get very, very worried. The guys, I crawled up to the edge. They said, jump. I couldn't.
Yeah, I know.
I locked up. I locked up frozen. It took two guys to pry me off the bar to get crawl back.
So you never did it?
No, I couldn't. No.
Oh. Yeah, well, I don't blame you. If they're going to put two ropes on you.
Yeah, fair. Yeah.
Two ropes and
yeah,
a parachute.
Yeah, as soon as they, you're about to go, wait, one more rope.
Yeah.
I think I'm calling it quits, too.
This is the Kissin' Country Chris, Jack, and Matt podcast.
Lightning in the bottle. There's Nate Holler kissing in the morning with Chris, Jack, and Matt. My nephew Brandon is Snapchatting me now. We're trying to figure out who this supermodel was that was there when I was ignoring him on the ice. It could have been his brother Carson. He also played, so I don't know. It was one of those years. Yes.
Nicole did text in and she said, "Are you sure it wasn't Rachel Hunter, Rod Stewart's ex-wife? She was dating Jared Stoll from the Oilers."
No, it wasn't Rachel Hunter.
That was later. That was like 2006, right? When he was with
Rachel Oilers. Hunter, I would have gone right up and got a picture.
Oh, so it this was a model you just wanted to stare at,
Cindy
not talk to.
I don't know.
Didn't know there's a line. Are you for the staring type or the picture type?
People are talking about standing at the mall or camping out at the mall for tickets to concerts like Alabama or Sawyer Brown.
Right.
Did you guys ever have to do that or no in your lifetime?
I do remember my dad calling Ticketmaster like early in the mornings, but never camping out.
Never camping out, eh? Yeah, I was.
Where was the Ticketmaster outlet?
You guys talk like the phases, like everybody knows them. Oh, is it outside of phase one? I don't know what the phases are.
You don't?
No.
Well, phase one was the first phase with the Sears.
I get that. That's phase one.
Where does phase one end and phase two begin?
I think the rink is phase two, right?
Okay.
And then phase three.
The ship.
Is ship and Bourbon Street and all of that, I believe. But
it's just the mall.
I don't know. My
where are you? I don't know.
Break it down, Matt.
My wife would always throw things like, hey, pick me up at entrance 55. I have no idea where
entrance 55 is. Does anyone know the entrances?
If you nowadays, Google Maps does.
Oh, okay. It does, eh?
Yeah.
Okay. Speaking of Google Maps, there was a something funny going on with Google Maps in the last day or two. Did you hear about this?
No.
Where my daughter's phone, it was the Google Maps voice had changed, and it was changing to random different ethnicities.
And like accents?
Yes. It's like they had an Indian voice for a while, and they had like an English voice for a while. It was just randomly changing from...
Somebody's messing with her.
I think that's kind of... No.
Give me South African.
Time to take a left here.
Is that South African?
I don't
that's think... A little South African. I am South African. I can't really do
no.
it. No. Hey, all right. You try it then. Mike.
This is the Kissin' Country Chris, Jack, and Matt podcast.